There has been a meeting in America, but it was already planned weeks ago, and I was invited to go, but I thought it was more important that I stayed here and train the boys, because it's not a good moment for us at the moment. We need to win football matches and get some points on the board.
But how much of a distraction is it to? I mean, like the Villa fans will be reading. I'm pretty sure that most people know around here that that's not what you need before Chelsea away.
No, I think my job is obviously to focus on the team, and that's what I try to do. It's obviously a distraction, what you don't want, but it's the nature of it. Next month, when we've won four games, it'll be someone else's chance to get the headlines.
And how is your relationship with Tom Fox? I mean, have you had a chat with him, or how is that?
No, it's fine. Yeah, we chat quite regularly. Yeah, and. They're fully supportive. They know that we're having a difficult time on the results, but it's something what everyone expected, to be honest. You know, we wanted to have more points than what we have achieved, but everyone knew that it was a transition period and it was going to be ups and downs. At the moment, we have more downs than ups, but I'm confident that we'll put it right.
One of the other things, and again, I'd just like you to tell me if it's true or it's not, is that some of the players have been brought in by somebody other than yourself. Is that the case or not?
What happens in any football club is that you have a list of targets, and it's quite a long list. And then I give that list to the people who make the decisions, and they go ahead and see if it's feasible, whether they can bring them players in. But there's not a player who we've bought into this football club who I haven't liked and haven't wanted. Obviously, I missed out on a few, but you can't get all of them.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a case of Harry Smith signed Tim, there you go, you've got to use him?
No, not at all, no. I'm the manager, I take full responsibility for the performance of the players. That's my job, you know, I'm the one who stands in that rectangle at the side of the pitch and takes the brunt of the frustration of the fans. Like last season, I took a lot of accolades from the punters, and they were very, very helpful for me settling into the area, and they were. I was grateful for the support they gave the team last season, and you know, if things ain't going well, I respect the fact that they got the ump at the moment, and we have to just get through it, because they were singing my name 3 weeks ago, so they'll be singing my name another 3 weeks.